Hello, and welcome to 404, Site Not Found, for November, what's today, the 19th, right?
Oh, November 19th. You would ask that.
Alexa, what's today's date?
It's Tuesday, November 19th.
Okay, yeah, I was right. So it's been a work day, but we wanted to record a podcast for a few reasons. First of all, hi everyone on YouTube. We are now on YouTube.
Yep, we are YouTube official.
Woo woo. We also wanted to bring up a topic that we forgot about, which was icks. And we finally wanted to check out, we got some Japanese soda, which we did before on a stream. But
yeah.
We ordered from Sushi, was it Ninja Sushi?
Sushi Grill or whatever.
Yeah, and it was really good. I had some lo mein. You had some actual sushi.
Sure did.
Which you thought was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the best I've had, but it wasn't like, ugh, gross.
No.
So, gas station variety.
Ramune is cool. It's Japanese soda, and there's like a top, and then you're going to punch out the center. You can punch it out with your thumb.
Yeah, I may have messed that up already. Actually, the top like came off on me when I tried to take, my lip was messing with the plastic.
Let me see.
So I probably broke it.
No, let me see.
So here's that.
Where's the
this
thumb?
Is the same problem I had last time.
So take this, like, see how I'm holding it?
Mm-hmm.
Push with your thumb. And that's going to pop the center out.
Okay, and then that'll go back on the...
Yep, and then you're going to use the center to push down on the marble. So these have a marble that holds them with, like, pressure from the soda. So you're just going to put that little... thing and then just push straight down.
With the hole down, I
assume?
Yeah, I guess it'd have to be because it won't fit
right,
the other
because
way.
It's going to fit over the marble. And then I would put the bottle on the bar and then just push straight down the top of your hand.
Let's see. I always have the most difficult time with, like, opening things. And apparently this is going to be no exception.
You want to see how you got it?
Here. Well, it keeps falling.
So yeah,
this has gotta
just
be
like
so
that.
Exciting.
Then put your palm on. So see how my hand's flat. Then push. Just
apparently
push down.
I don't have enough strength.
No, just give it a good push. You're just gonna.
I did.
Oh, there you go. All right.
I like, put my other hand on top of that.
Yeah, you could. Sometimes you have to. I and you really have to push and don't feel like you're gonna break it. Because
I was more afraid of the bottle slipping and. Breaking that way than I was of like breaking the top.
Yeah, so we got Japanese soda. This is the original flavor, which I don't know what this even tastes like. Kind of tastes like bubble gum.
It is bubble gummy. I don't remember what kind we had the last time we did this.
I think we got the original. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was either the original or like melon or something.
Maybe it was melon.
Yes, it's bubblegum in a bottle.
Because we had gotten these from Walmart, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
reminds me a little bit of like the toothpaste you might use as a kid.
Oh, no wonder I like it so much. I used to eat that stuff.
I know, that stuff was delicious.
It really was.
So, speaking of things that are delicious... we want to talk about something that's not so delicious.
That is the most awkward segue ever.
Well, you know.
Sure. So, Andre and Kirsten had talked about icks. And Andre had said to me a while ago, he's like, hey, you guys should talk about icks.
And then we had to Google what icks were.
Yeah. What are icks? So, essentially, an ick is anything that you might find in a partner that's a turnoff. So, an example could be somebody that... chews with their mouth open. That's a turnoff. So we have to think about what our turnoffs were. Like, what makes us go ick? I guess we could go back and forth. So I'll start. One of my big ick, honestly, and this is so selfish, allergies. Allergies are such a massive ick. If I have to cook for you a special way, because you're allergic to a bunch of things, it is so unattractive. And I feel bad saying that because in a lot of cases, allergies aren't anyone's fault. But, ick.
Well,
so gross.
It also depends, I think, a lot on the attitude of, you know, if the person's like willing to work with you, but if everything's just a complaint and you didn't do this correctly and no, my allergies, I'm going to use it as a crutch.
Let's say you have a garlic allergy, for example. It actually is a really good example, is I know someone that's allergic to garlic and it makes it very hard to cook for you. Garlic is not the best example.
But you love garlic, so therefore it's like,
well, yeah,
everything you make.
I mean, I'm using a different example. But let's pick something common.
Peanuts.
Okay, yeah, you have peanut allergies are awful. You could work with that, but let's say you have a sensitivity to gluten. Because that's common. People have like a gluten sensitivity. It's very hard to cook for you because I have to cut carbs. And I'm Irish. We eat meat and potatoes every day. So it's hard to cut carbs. It's hard to cut gluten. It's hard to deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's an ick to me. And I feel guilty saying it, but I don't care. It's just how I feel. So what about you? What's an ick for you?
Bad hygiene.
Bad hygiene.
If I go to meet somebody and can smell the BO a mile away, that's not okay.
Okay.
We all have bad days, and especially, you know, if you've been with somebody for a while, if they're not feeling good, they may go a couple days without a shower, and that's different. But if this was like a new person, if I had never met Liam before and he hadn't showered for a week, I might have been like, ooh, this is not good, and it doesn't present you well.
No.
I'm not over the top about, well, you have to appear a certain way, but first impressions mean something. And if you're meeting me for the first time and think it's cool to be like a week with no shower and that's just, well, this is how I am, okay, that's not going to work.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think hygiene is something that is horribly difficult. I do think in the blindness community, I'm careful how I say this because I don't want to generalize too much, but I do think people are not always taught about hygiene. And
not in the same ways that they should be.
No.
There's this fear of offending people, whereas like a parent would probably tell a sighted child, like, you need to go wash, you smell bad, but there's this, I don't want to offend my blind child or my blind friend because they're blind.
Right.
And so sometimes it's just not being aware.
No, I agree. And I mean, that's kind of an ick for me too. Like, I don't want to meet somebody and smell them.
Good smell. You know.
I know. But I mean, like, I don't, if, man, this is a podcast, so I like don't want to say what I'm thinking. I want to make this appropriate. If you don't smell good, it's not good.
Yeah. If there's like bad body odor or like your breath is smelling from 10 feet away.
Yeah. I should not smell you when you walk in a door.
Put on some deodorant.
Yeah.
And use some mouthwash, brush your teeth. You know, these are just, you know, shower regularly. I tend to be I shower every day kind of person. If I miss a day, it's pretty rare. And usually it's just, I'm not feeling well or I'm exhausted.
I don't sometimes just because I haven't been feeling well and I miss some time. And then I go, and then I shower and I feel good, but yeah.
Showering just feels nice. All right, what's another for you?
All right, so this is an interesting ick, actually. I have an aversion to dating somebody for a short amount of time, or I'm not going to even say dating, because at that point it's different. But I have an issue where you talk to somebody for a short amount of time, and they drop the big three. The big three words.
I like chocolate?
No. I mean, yes, you like chocolate. But no, the big three. I-L-Y. I don't like that. That is a huge turnoff for me because,
you say talking, do you mean like talking for, are we putting an amount of days on it? Are we going like talking versus just messaging back and forth? Or is it kind of fluid what this actually
I think it's fluid. So, I mean, I got a buddy of mine that he tells all his friends he loves them. He was in the military. He almost had his face blown off by an IED.
Oh my gosh.
He will be the first to tell you that life is short. You never know when you're going to, you know, cash in your chips. So he will tell you he loves you. He means it because he was like, you know what? He was like, you never know when you're going to check out. So I get it. I'm not offended by that. My family, we tell each other we love them. That's fine. If I am chatting with you and you are romantically interested in me and I'm romantically interested in you, but we haven't really discussed it yet, or we're working our way, you know,
to that,
and you drop, I love you. Yeah, not okay.
It is scary because it's difficult to know when is the right time to say that.
And to me, I think those three words are very important and they're very impactful.
Yeah, don't throw them around meaninglessly.
You don't throw them around. You just don't. Some people have no problem throwing them around. Some people have no problem throwing themselves around. And that's fine. I'm not here to judge, but like for me, if... And I think when you know, you know. When we knew, we knew. You know, I think our situation, we said it a little earlier than
there
I think...
There was something kind of scary that led up to that. I choked on food. And if things had played out differently, you know, if things hadn't happened at the right place at the right time, I might not be here.
Huh. So it was scary and...
And it wasn't like a desperation-fueled moment, but it was more like the realization of we do need to tell people how we feel because, it, like you were saying a minute ago, like you don't know when you're going to cash in your chips.
No. You don't know when you bought the farm. As Chuck Yeager used to say, you don't know when you're going to auger in.
Yeah, I mean, had a friend not been right in the vicinity that day, I don't know what would have happened after that or if... anyone would have realized that something was amiss until it was far too late.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think everyone's different and but I have been in situations where like I was talking to somebody and we were becoming very close and they were very insistent that they loved me. And I legit was just like, we're done. We are out. Thank you for playing. You know, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. That's it. So that is definitely a big ick for me. And it's kind of a weird ick, right? But, you know, to me it's important because, like, I think things need to progress naturally and comfortably. And to me, that's not a comfortable progression. And it fills me with concern, you know?
Yeah, it's like if it happens too quickly and if you don't know if everyone's in the same place. I guess I'll do one more weird one and then we're probably going to want to wrap up because... I don't know how long we've been recording, actually, but this one might be a little longer. A
couple minutes, yeah.
When somebody, you know, this is going to sound like, what? But when somebody is, like, in a state of, you could say, crisis or just things are in shambles, and that in itself isn't the problem, but it's the, I'm hoping you'll be my miracle and fix my life for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the, I want to get with you to solve a problem. And that problem could be, I'm lonely. That problem could be, I feel like this will improve my QOL. Oh my God. I do too much quality assurance. QOL.
Quality of life. And that's a situation I've been in before. My mental health wasn't great. And I was chasing after a situation I really had no business chasing after, and especially because the person and I had very different expectations, and there was part of me, it wasn't that I thought they were going to, you know, magically resolve everything that was wrong in my world, but, you know, I thought maybe if I have someone to share a life with, that will somehow help me better process my own stuff, and that's really not how it works. And so having been on that side of it in a way makes me go, no,
yeah,
that's not something I would want to ever put myself in that situation again, or have it in reverse where someone wants me to fix their life. And along with that, I don't want to be a convenience.
No.
I think that kind of falls in the same. I don't want to be just the backup choice or
someone. Yeah, I don't want to be. I don't want to be an option. Yeah, I don't want to be an option. I want to be.
You're in or you're not.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I think there is nothing worse than being a convenience. And I think too, like, you know, I was talking to a friend about this very recently about the importance of when you are in a situation, you have to make sure that you can take care of yourself. You know, you have to love yourself first. You have to be able to take care of yourself. Because part of a relationship, and I think anyone that's tuned in, that is listening, that is in a relationship, and I would say in a healthy relationship, and hopefully you all are, but I think you would agree that the most important thing is not taking care of the other person so much as being able to take care of yourself first. I cannot take care of you until I can take care of me. It's yeah. not possible.
And both
because
people
of,
have to respect that.
Yeah. And so I think you have to be able to be okay. I think the biggest thing is like you have to be okay with being alone. And you have to come to an economy with the truth that it is okay to be alone. That there's nothing wrong with that. Like that was definitely a big thing for me last year was like, hey, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with being on my own. I'm okay with doing my own thing. And, you know, things worked out in a way that I didn't expect them to. And
yeah, I encountered something.
I'm gonna say a thing I said on one of the previous podcasts. Must have worked out pretty good because we got stuck in the closet together. I was listening to that the other day and laughing because I, you know, we're telling that story about how we met, and I was like, yeah, it must be pretty good because we're here sheltered in a closet right now from a tornado.
Yeah, I was much the same. I had, you know, ended a prior situation, relationship, if you will. There's some debate as to what that would have been called, but I had just gotten a new job, and I was going to focus on me and starting the job and not even worrying about a relationship. It was just, I'm going to get my own house in order. I'm ready to do that. The rest will fall into place.
Yeah.
And then I was introduced to Liam.
And you have to. I mean, I think you have to have your own affairs in order before you do anything else. I do want to say, by the way, if you are watching on YouTube, a couple of things I did find out. A few things. One, Austin actually complained about the episodes being in reverse, and I didn't really think about that, but I guess a lot of people, when they watch a playlist on YouTube, they expect it to be chronologically oldest to newest. So I've tried to fix that, so hopefully, if you're watching on YouTube, you're getting that now. The second thing is that YouTube will do transcripts. So you can get a written transcript of this episode. I don't know how great the transcript is, to be honest with you, but I noticed it does do them. And the third and most important thing, you can comment on these videos. So, you know, we often say, hey, leave comments. We want to know what you're thinking.
This is a great way to do that.
YouTube, you can do that. That's pretty cool. Of course, all y'all can leave comments on Mastodon. We should really do like a Facebook page or something. I don't know. I should put them somewhere.
Yeah, we need to figure that out. And also, did we mention we were recording from the kitchen today?
Yes, so I want to talk about that. So one thing you'll notice about these podcasts is they all sound a little different. And one of the reasons is because for the first few episodes, we were using my Zoom. And then we realized that the Zoom, kind of sucked.
Just wasn't meeting our needs.
Just wasn't working. So we've gone back to using my phone. We're literally just using Just Press Record. And we're also recording from different parts of the house. So
it literally just depends on where we feel.
I'm not going to sit here and be like, we live in a mansion because we don't. Although I'll be honest, to me, this feels like a mansion. This
it
really
does. Compared to the apartments we looked at before. Or even our little, like the mobile home.
Our little goldfish bowls.
Yes.
Or like you said, your prefabricated housing structure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it definitely feels, I love that we're just clinking. Like, These, for those that don't know, these have marbles.
They have marbles in them, yeah.
And they're just so much fun.
They are kind of play with.
I saw a YouTube video of how to get the marble out of the bottle. Someone explained how to get the marble out.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So anyways, yeah, we record from different parts of the house. So I'm thinking on the next episode, I'm actually going to do a tour of this house. So I'll start outside, walk around a little bit. We'll just kind of give you a layout of what this is like. And because we're in glorious stereo or something resembling that, we can take a little look around and talk about all the things we see and where things are, and you guys
maybe
can
get a word from program director Oliver again.
I hope not. He is more than willing to. I'm more than happy if he stays absent. So, but we've been around for quite long enough today. So I do want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been a fun time. Hope you have learned something. I would love to hear your comments on this episode. Obviously, a podcast is more fun when it's interactive. When we hear from you, that makes it fun.
Yeah, please give us ideas for future episodes.
Yes, otherwise Audrey's we'll...
giving us a couple cool ones.
We'll just talk about, like, food or something.
Which food is, and games and...
And like, marbles and bottles.
Yeah, like what's going on outside.
Yes. Yeah, we can talk about what's going on outside. So, I mean, give us ideas. So, we will see you all later. We'll see you when we see you. Thanks for listening.